So we're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Pei Zayin in the Zelman edition. Page Reish Yud Zayin in the Standard edition. And now we're starting the third chapter of the second section. The focus here is the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, which people mistranslate and say visiting the sick. We're going to see that that's not really what Bikur Cholim means. Let's see. Now let's explain the concept of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Sheigam ken michlal gmunut chasadim. As we know, that's part of doing kindness to our fellow man. We know, we say about that mitzvah, that that's a mitzvah where you take dividends in this world. You get the fruits of the mitzvah in this world. But the principle, the prime wages are still waiting in the world to come, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Shabbos. In Tractate Shabbos, we have a quote in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. You guys should know Rabbi Yochanan was a tremendous sage who compiled the Jerusalem Talmud, who had 10 sons who all died in his lifetime. The smallest son fell into a boiling vat in front of his eyes. And Rabbi Yochanan, who was practically blind, he had thick eyelashes, he couldn't see beyond them without special assistance. So Rabbi Yochanan taught six things that a person eats their fruit in this world, and the principle is waiting for the world to come. Taking in guests, visiting the sick, focusing in your prayer, waking up early to go to learn, raising your children to Torah, and judging your friend favorably. That's what the Talmud tells us in Tractate Shabbos. Those are six things where you get dividends in this world, but the principle is still waiting in the world to come. So that's what the Chafetz Chaim begins with. He says, he named Tzat Bikur Cholim with regards to the mitzvah of taking care of those who are sick. Hizhiru aleha chazal meod. Our sages gave grave warnings about this mitzvah. V'amru beperkama de sota. Our sages taught in the first chapter of Tractate Sota. Mai dichtiv achei Hashem lokechem teilehu. What does the verse mean? We just read it a few weeks ago. The verse says, I want you to follow in God's footsteps. What does that verse mean? Can a person really track the Shechina? Can a person track God? The verse says, God is like a consuming fire. He is zealous. He is potent. What does that mean when the verse says, I want you to go in His footsteps? But rather, the verse means, go in God's ways. Behave like God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malbish HaOmim. We find in the Torah that God gave clothing to those who were naked. As the verse says, Vayas Hashem Elokim LaAdam LiShtok Kotnot Or VeYalbishem. God made clothing of hide for Adam and Eve, and He dressed them. Afata VeMalbish HaOmim. So you should also help people who need clothing. Guys, you know you could do that. I'll tell you a phenomenal story. We had a student here who... we had more than once, two students here, who were both had doctorates, both were European, and both came to study here. And same story happened with both of them. One was a surgeon, an eye surgeon, and the other one was also a very high-ranking doctor. And I collect when people have clothing that they can no longer use, I collect it, and then I give it out for free to guys around here. I stopped doing it for free because people felt uncomfortable taking it for free. I found that I once brought here 15 garbage bags full of clothing, and I could only get rid of about half a bag. So then I sold them for a shekel a garment, and I got rid of 10 out of the 15. So I found that people are happier paying something for it than getting it for free. So that's why... But whoever wants could take it for free. It's just also available for sale. So I brought a polo shirt. And this guy, I gave it to this guy. And for the rest of the winter, that was his sweater. And it blew me away. You'd think of the guy as a surgeon. You'd think he can manage financially. He doesn't need to wear a dinky polo shirt as his sweater all winter long. He was wearing that polo shirt was his sweater. So... if you have a jacket you don't need that you're not going to use anymore, or a suit, or a sweater, or pajamas, you don't have to do it through me. You could also just see. You'll see guys walking around here in the winter without a coat. So you could do it through me. A guy sometimes bring me, last year we had a guy who brought me all his old suits. And within 5 minutes, they were all gone. I just gave them out, and guys had suits to wear on Shabbos. But I'm saying this concept, when we read it, it sounds very far-fetched. Who do I know that needs clothing? What does that mean, I could go in God's footsteps and give out clothing? It's not true. What I've seen is that there are a lot of people who could use an extra sweater or something like that. So that's the first thing the Talmud there says. When it says walk in God's footsteps, it means behave like Him. You see, God took care and gave clothing to those who need it. So too, we should give clothing to those who need it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevaker Cholim. God visits and takes care of those that are ill. As the verse says, that God appeared to Abraham after Abraham's circumcision. Afatam Baker Cholim. So too, we should. What does it mean, Levaker Cholim? How did I translate that? No, Levaker is not to visit. Levaker comes from the word boker, which means to discern. The word levaker means to discern what does the sick person need. We say bikur is to visit, but really it's a borrowed term. The word levaker is really to discern. When they come to check up on us here in the yeshiva to check that all the students that we listed are really here, the government does that every 2 months now. So that's called a bikoret. They're coming to check up on us. Bikur Cholim means checking up on the sick. We have here every few months a student who undergoes circumcision, right? Here in Machon Meir, people are converting to Judaism, and very often they have to undergo circumcision. So every time I try to come and see if the guy needs some medication, if he needs some pain medication. A lot of guys come up there and say, hey, they sit with the guy and they do nothing to see what he needs. Bikur Cholim means to discern what does the guy need. If he needs bandages, then Bikur Cholim means I'll help him get it. I don't have to fund it, but I could take his money and go to the pharmacy and get him the bandages he needs. I could get him the supper from downstairs. If he doesn't have strength, if he's ill in bed, I should bring him his food. Bikur Cholim is not just about visiting the sick. Bikur Cholim is about discerning what they need and helping them attain it. So God comes to Abraham, he sees what Abraham needs, and he brings it for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menachem Avedim, the Talmud then says, God comforts those that are in mourning, as the verse says. We find that God came to Abraham and Isaac his son after, God came to Isaac after Abraham passed away, so to comfort him. One of the ways we go in God's footsteps is that we take time to comfort those who are in mourning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kovel Meitim. God buries the dead, as the verse describes at the end of the Torah that God buried Moshe, like Boto Bagai. Afata Kovel Meitim. You too should bury the dead. Again, people think this is a mitzvah that's hard to come by. That's not true, especially here in Israel. When you go to a funeral, so very often the gravedigger will let whoever wants throw in the dirt to cover the body. I was at funerals where no one carried the body and no one buried the body. Everyone stood back. Now that's considered one of the greatest mitzvahs you could do, because that's a mitzvah where you're getting no reward. Like, no one's going to pay you back. He's not coming back to pay you for it. And it struck me as odd that everyone present took a step back. No one wanted to carry the casket. And in truth, in Jewish history, everyone used to fight to be the one to carry the casket, because that's considered one of the finer mitzvot, where you know you're not getting anything back from it. And the same is true with putting in the dirt and helping bury the person. That's a mitzvah where you're sweating a little bit, it's not so hard, and you're doing the last favor you can to this person, and he's never coming back to pay you for it. So that's, again, a fine mitzvah, which is easy to come by. If you guys ever go to a funeral, you'll see. Most people don't.
In Israel, are the grave diggers Jewish?
Yeah.
So
that was a quote from the Talmud, where the Talmud warns us about visiting the sick, that's part of the fulfillment of V'alachta b'drachav, going in God's footsteps. So that's what we covered today. We saw that it's one of the mitzvot that the principle is waiting for the world to come, and it's one of the mitzvot which are encompassed by the general commandment, go in God's footsteps, be a kind person. One of the details of that commandment is levaker cholim, and we define that bikur cholim is not only about visiting the sick, but also discerning what they need. We will learn more details. This was just introductory. Be'ezrat Hashem on Sunday.